This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the Belarus capital, Minsk, on Sunday for another demonstration after longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko extended his rule following a disputed election last month. Protests have been ongoing since the August 9th vote that opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, allege was rigged. On Saturday, thousands demonstrated to demand the release of opposition leader Maria Kolesnikova, who was jailed this week after she resisted being expelled from the country. Video broadcast by the Polish-funded Belsat channel showed riot police violently detaining at least 40 women. They were thrown into vans as clashes erupted in the city's central Freedom Square. Thousands of people have been detained over 5 weeks of protests triggered by the contested election. At least three people have been killed and hundreds injured. 7 weeks ahead of the U.S. national elections, President Donald Trump is contending he's done, in his words, an incredible job dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Even as about 35,000 new infections and 1,000 deaths a day are being recorded in the United States, Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter on Sunday, deaths and hospitalizations way down. Last week, journalist Bob Woodward released audio tapes of the president privately acknowledging he was aware of the seriousness of the virus, even as he downplayed it in public. Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said last week in a speech in Michigan that the president's moves were, in his words, a life and death betrayal of the American people. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News.